Close my eyes, hear the flowers growing as you lay sleeping in my arms.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and thank you, Elvis, and thank you, Neil Diamond, for that song, and thank you those that have bought my book. I can't believe that book is a year old already. My third book will be coming out, I hope, in the fall, and it's going to be a retrospective of the first 100 Because I Said So comic strips with a lot of extra goodies, and we're going to do a Kickstarter campaign so you can all be part of the process. It is time for Spiritual Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. He and his wife, Erica, live there along with their firstborn son, Judah Andrew Sams, who I believe is 15 months old. I may not be right on that. I'll get an update from Pastor Drew. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me on. You are correct. He is about 15 and a half months, almost 16. Time is flying by.
So what's the health and welfare update?
All right, you ready for this? You know, it kind of feeds into this week's topic, but love it. Got the song for me.
We're doing the show a little bit loose today because Pastor Drew's in Thousand Oaks. I'm in San Francisco. My producer's in Santa Barbara, and you listeners are wherever you may be. So that was a little bit of a miscue, but why don't you continue, please, with how baby Drew's doing.
I love it. Hey, so this week, there's a little debate going on in our household regarding his first word. We think, okay.
It wasn't Bruce?
It wasn't Bruce. I tried.
And it wasn't Dad Chat?
What's that?
It wasn't Dad Chat either?
It wasn't Dad Chat. It wasn't Bruce. Okay, I think it was the word coffee. You ready for this? My wife thinks it's the word shoe.
How can you mix up coffee and shoe?
Well, because there was, okay, she swears he wasn't saying coffee. And then later on in the same day, he started saying shoe. He clearly said shoe, but I don't want his first word to be shoe. For some, I don't know what it is, but I kind of like this coffee thing.
I actually think you should just make it up and say it was dad or mom,
dad,
or daddy or mommy.
He has been saying dad and mama quite a bit.
Okay, so, you know, first words included coffee, daddy, and mom.
There you go. But you've omitted shoe, so you're on my side. I like that.
I don't particularly like shoe.
Yeah,
I like coffee.
Either.
I think that's funny. Shoe
is
just dull.
It is. Well, he watches me. I've got a little espresso maker, so I make my cappuccino.
It's totally reasonable
morning.
To think that that's what it was.
Yeah, I think so.
So, speaking of fashion, is your son a fashion monger yet?
Well, my wife seems to dress him like one. You know what it is nice, though, is having friends with kids older than my son Judah. The hand-me-downs we're getting are just phenomenal. Nice, you know, Converse
shoes. I think
that's
smart. Save money for college. Don't waste it on designer baby clothes.
Totally. Well, they spent it on designer baby clothes.
Great.
So we've
you get the benefit without having to spend the money.
These nice kids' jeans and Converse shoes and hooded sweatshirts, it's pretty fun. But, boy, you know, I read your column, great column this week, as always, and I have seen a lot also in this younger generation. I think more than previous generations, much more of a pressure on guys to have a
fashion. Oh, very interesting. Please elaborate.
Yeah, you know, I think with the spread of media, even more so than just television, but now we have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have teens who are hosting their own YouTube channels. They get millions of views. People like Justin Bieber really focused on fashion. So I've noticed on Instagram, on these social networks, and also just in everyday life, young high school and even middle school boys, these young men, really are kind of putting this fashion foot forward that I didn't see when I was growing up, and I think is very different than what we've experienced as a nation, even in the last, 100 years.
I think the whole, from my point of view, the whole designer thing is just off the charts stupid and over the top. I still don't quite understand why I would wear any item of clothing with a gigantic name on it and not get paid to do so.
Yeah, we're paying companies
to advertise for them.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we think it's cool and hip. I don't get it. Why would I buy a T-shirt that says Nike on it?
Hey, they've got this great marketing campaign.
I mean, it's brilliant. I mean, Nike would be one of the best, but across the board, my wife, she had a thing lately for Yves Laurent handbags. And it's got this XL all over it. They cost over $1,000 and then some for a plastic bag with leather handles.
Hmm.
And Louis Vuitton, that's what did I say? I said Yves Laurent. Yeah, Louis Vuitton. My son's sitting here correcting me.
He knows.
As I'm sitting in B&B in San Francisco.
Exactly. He knows exactly what's up.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know something? And he knows his clothes. So
he is.
My son, who's almost 17, is very careful about what he buys. We actually have given our boys, for several years now, a clothing budget. It's of $75 a month. We kind of figured out how much do they need to spend a year. That's $900 a year. And that is for them to buy their clothes over the course of the year.
So, okay, so, you know, that's really an interesting perspective. So let's say if they wanted, could they save it up and kind of roll into the next month? Okay.
They could use it however they want.
Gotcha.
And what it's taught them, which I love, is that the value of a $100 pair of jeans versus going to Target and getting basically the same jeans for $30.
Mm.
They would rather, now that it's their money, buy a bigger variety of clothes rather than just go with the trend of the moment. And I think it's only because it's their money. I mean, it's really our money, but it's their money. That's what they're going to get with clothes. Now, that doesn't mean for their birthday or other holidays they don't get some extras along the way. But they don't buy the designer stuff that they otherwise might have wanted. Now, they're boys, so they're a little less, you know, a little less fashion conscious, although you're telling me that you're seeing more of the boys in your charge that seem to be on similar. I still can't believe they care near as much as the girls.
No, I don't want to even make that claim, but way more than I think I did or my friends did when we were in high school, you know, 20 years ago. What I've also noticed is it's not just clothes, but it's also accessories. So the ladies have, of course, their handbags and purses and a variety of things. But think about a cell phone. A cell phone is a huge fashion
statement.
Yeah,
and how they dress them up with cases and bling, and you're right.
Yeah, and so for guys and gals, I won't even go into all the brands of cell phones that are out there, but, you know,
you're right. It's do you have the right phone?
Yeah, and do you have the newest model?
Right, and the right case. Now, I'll give you another example. Speaking of my son, who's probably going to just give me a dirty look because he's, you know, laying on the bed next to me here in the B&B. But I got a new iPhone recently, an iPhone 5, and I bought one of the most expensive cases because it was the one that was the most solid as far as protecting it from any damage. It's called LifeProof,
yeah.
And it's actually waterproof, so when I go skiing and stuff, if I drop it, it won't get hurt. And I said to Aaron, my younger son, who has had an iPhone himself for a long time and broke it once accidentally, like in his pocket, the screen broke. I said, "Well, look, if you had a better case, it might have not broken." And he just said, "I'm not going to get one of those ugly cases."
Mm.
And I mean, or something to that effect. It was not said in a mean way. It was more just, you know, that's the way he looked at things.
So it sounds like that was fashion over function.
Exactly. And let's talk about that. I mean, what do women wear? I mean, starting with high heels.
Oh,
the greatest torture device ever invented by man. And yet women. And when you see these tween girls trying to walk in the high heels, it's comical. They can barely stand up.
And it's getting younger and younger. 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds I've seen out, you know, heading out to the
movies. And the parents that dress them up like that? Downright criminal.
Yeah, I've often talked, you know, in previous segments about the lengthening of adolescence. So adolescence begins in biology, but it ends in culture. So
that's such a good thing.
Yeah.
I got to write that down. Wait. Adolescence, that is so good. I might have to steal that. Adolescence, say that again.
Begins in biology.
and ends in culture.
Culture.
Oh, that is really good. That's a great quote.
Because we know, you know, for guys and girls, when adolescence begins, but it typically will end when culture kind of says that now this person is an adult. And so if you go back a couple hundred years ago, even before the term adolescence, you know, people were either a child or they were an adult. There was a rite of passage. There was no in-between stage. And so as time went by, this it actually started in France. This gentleman by the name of Rousseau said that, you know, adolescence is this kind of in-between stage. Mm. But at the time, it was only age 14 to age about 16. And now it's lengthened. Some people are saying even to, because of the things we eat and hormones, that actually guys and girls are actually starting adolescence. They're starting their puberty earlier.
But I would assert, and we're out of time for this segment, I would assert it also has been lengthened on the other side because we've spoiled so many kids.
Yes.
That's another discussion. So let's continue this after the break. Pastor Drew will be with me for the next segment, so stay tuned, and we will continue after these messages.
Strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.